Lecrae is on his All Things Work Together tour. He's live in Kansas City tomorrow night, the Truman 601 East Truman Road, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, kicking off the All Things Work Together tour. So what's up with you?
All is well. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for taking some time with us here in Kansas City. I know you don't have a lot of time. You kicked off the tour like 2 days ago, right?
Yeah.
So how's it been going for you so far?
Man, it's been going really well. You know, the album came out and you know, just people have really just been showing me so much love. And every night it's been a movie. You know, Memphis, Atlanta, it's been crazy. It's just been crazy. So I think a lot of people were surprised at how much production and how much energy went into it. And it's not just somebody walking back and forth with a microphone, but it's like a really crazy production. So, you know, I think people, when they see it, they'll be blown away.
Well, you just answered my questions. You've been dishing out the music as well. You got your album, All Things Work Together. You got, you know, your single Blessings with Ty Dolla $ign. You got Tori Kelly, my girl. I love the Hammer Time. Yeah, with 1K Foo. So who can we catch on tour with you?
Oh, man, it surprises every night. You know what I mean? You never know who's going to be there. For sure, 1K and Aha Gazelle will be out there. You know what I'm saying? Tori's popped up. You know, last night we had some Atlanta Falcons pop up. So you just never know. It depends on what happens city to city, state to state.
So we talking to Lecrae. You can follow him right now. Yeah, check out his pictures in Atlanta. I did see that. It was pretty lit out there. And he's already shouting us out as well. So follow my dude on Twitter. I see also that you are a part of a lot of organizations. So I just want to ask you this, with all the stuff going on in the media right now, as a hip hop artist, how important is it for you to give back to your own community, be a voice, and why?
I think it's really important, you know, because a lot of times we sit around asking about what leader's going to stand up for us and who's going to speak. And I believe we are the ones we're waiting for. You know what I mean? It's us. We got to stand up and be the voice, be the change that we want to see. So as an artist, you know, I have a platform, I have a voice. I understand that people are listening, so I want to use that to inspire and make sure that the next generation, you know, that their my ceiling is their floor. And it's important, man, as far as, you know, the community is concerned, as far as just all the different things going on. If we don't step up, you know, we can't expect anybody else to do it.
Definitely. You doing things. For all my people that do not know, you are the president, the co-owner, co-founder of the independent record label, Reach Records, obviously. And you also are the co-founder, president of a nonprofit organization, Reach Life Ministry. So that's just a lot. And I'm just curious, for our aspiring artists that are listening out there, how do they get started? Like, how did you get started, you know, behind so many different things? I'm looking at you, you know, like a boss.
I mean, really, at the end of the day, you got to bet on yourself. You know what I mean? You really do have to believe in your craft and work hard and learn and you know, get yourself some coaches, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of us think we can just do it on our own, but we can't. And I've got myself some coaches. You know, you find people always look for mentors. I look for coaches. You know, a mentor is like the person that can help you in everything, but that's not. I need coaches. I need a hitting coach, a batting coach, a strength conditioning coach. So I got guys in accounting, you know, who are older and wiser and smarter, who can, you know, give me wisdom. I reached out to, you know, Shaka Zulu from DTP. I reached out to Tech Nine, you know, at Strange Music, and just everybody, just like asking questions, getting advice. And you know, if you too powerful to ask questions, you're never gonna grow. And that's really been a lot of the secret to my success. I'm never too prideful to ask questions and always reinvesting in myself. And you know, if you get some money, man, don't run out and buy a chain or buy a car, man. Reinvest in yourself, reinvest in your company. So I said it a Hammer Time. I took my money, built the studio, and took the range back.
Hey. All right. Do you have any particular goals while you are on tour?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing is just to make sure that the crowd is blown away. You know, it's always got to be bigger. You know what I mean? I look at Kanye. I look at, you know, Drake. I look at Kendrick. I look at Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber, and I'm like, man, look how big they do it. All right, how do we fit that inside the Truman? Let's try.
Definitely. That's what's up. We know you like to reflect your faith in your music, obviously, but I want to know, what was your inspiration behind your album, behind All Things Work Together? Like, was it a story, an actual moment, some feelings, emotions?
Yeah, it was just 2016. You know, just all the pain and the trauma. You know, I lost a good friend of mine. He passed away. You know, we saw all the police brutality moments that happened. You know, Sandra Bland, Tamir Rice, Philando Castile, you know, just Mike Brown, all of that stuff. And then on top of that, you know, people, just a lot of drama in my life, you know what I mean? But then I had to remember that, all things work together for my good. It may not be good to me, but it's good for me, and I'm stronger for it, and that, you know, I have more endurance, and my endurance build character, and that character build hope, and then, you know, that hope doesn't fail. So I'm still running, and you know, my faith has been been like a guiding light for me in the middle of all of it.
For sure. Well, that's what's up. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Lecrae.
No, it's going to be fun. Make sure y'all come out. Come enjoy the show, man. It's everybody in Kansas City. If you don't know, you need to know. It's going to be crazy. You know, if I ever took a loss, I learned a lesson, and hey, man, I'm bringing the blessings to KC Mo, so come out. It's gonna be ratchet. It's gonna be righteous. So you know what I mean. It's gonna be a nice little mix.
We won't have no problem with that. We Kansas City, so we won't have no problem.
Real talk.